Welcome to episode 45 of the Empowering Elves podcast. Today, I will share with you a reading comprehension strategy called Noun Verb Detail. Welcome to the Empowering Elves podcast. I'm Tanwin, and the goal of this podcast is to serve language learners just like me and to empower passionate teachers just like you. We often have our students read nonfiction texts that is on grade level. We need to do this because it provides them with a rigorous academic reading experience. But what if the text is for a seventh grader, yet some of your students are reading on the first and second grade level? You can text engineer it by adding images, synonyms, and chunk the text into smaller readings. But this requires a lot of work too. Therefore, I created a process called NVD, or Reading for the Noun, Verb, and Detail. Without modifying the text, changing its complexity, or engineering it with images, you can teach students how to reword each sentence into a simple noun, verb, detail synopsis. Like many of my strategies, visible reading originated from a student. I once worked with a very bright student that came from China. One day I was sitting with her. I had to help her understand a concept from her seventh grade social studies class. I pulled out the text that she had to read. If it was written in Chinese, it would have been definitely on her grade level. But because she was a beginner, it was nearly impossible for her to read it independently. So we started the process by having her translate just unfamiliar words, then writing those unfamiliar words in the text in Chinese. I would then summarize the text for her in English using the noun, verb, detail structure and writing it down in English. She would then copy and translate that into Google Translate. When she understood the sentence, she then wrote that sentence in Chinese onto her text. However, that doesn't mean she understands the whole sentence. Again, following the noun, verb, detail structure. I realized that if Inu, who is a beginner in English and very fluent in a home language, can do this, so can others. That's when I began using it with all of my language learners. I like to first model this process with a book by Chelsea Clinton called She Persisted. This book is about different women in the US and the world who have persisted, and in their persistence have changed society. The person we're going to read about is Malala Yousafzai. So my first step is to take the text out and write it in a Google Doc. Then I print it out, making sure that there's enough space in the margins for students to annotate. The sentence that I'm using to model this process is this. When Malala Yousafzai was 11, she began writing about how much she wanted to get an education, even though some people in her native Pakistan thought girls shouldn't go to school. This sentence is difficult as it has some complex vocabulary, and there are two independent clauses sandwiching an independent clause. So how are students going to wrestle with a complex sentence like this? If they have a strategy, it will help. There are two things I have my students do before they use the NVD process. The first is that they have to translate unfamiliar words, single words, not the entire sentence, or it usually doesn't make sense. And they'll tell you, hey, that doesn't make sense at all. The second thing I have students do is that if the translation of a single word doesn't make sense or they don't understand it, then I have them look at an image of the word. For example, if they're looking up the word rural and they don't understand the word rural in their home language, they can Google image and they'll see, oh, this is what rural means. After they have finished translating and Google imaging, I sit with them to teach them the process. I briefly teach students what a noun is, then I ask them to find the noun in a sentence. I usually tell them, okay, there's someone or something in this story that's the main person or that main thing. Can you find that? For our example, they tell me that it's Malala Yousafzai. We write Malala's name in the margin next to the sentence. That's the noun. Then we continue to the next part of the sentence. but I tell them to stop at the comma because the sentence is already very long. So the sentence after the comma that we're now going to focus on is, she began writing about how much she wanted to get an education. For this particular sentence, I have students look at the she, and that's the pronoun. And I say, oh, that's the same one as Malala. Students then identify the verb, which I also teach as, Malala is doing something. What is she doing? The students then identify the verb as began writing. I then model going back to the annotation, and after the word Malala Yousafzai, I write the word write. Now, the partly completed annotation says, Malala Yousafzai writes. The last part of the strategy is to look for the detail. I ask students, okay, if we know Malala Yousafzai is writing, what is she writing about? This means we go back to the text to find the answer. The students tell me that, oh, she wants to get an education. We then go back to our annotation and write, wants an education. Now the sentence is, Malala Yousafzai writes to get an education. At this point, I might have students write the sentence that we wrote in English back in their home language. Now let's look at the last dependent clause of that sentence. Even though some people in her native Pakistan thought girls shouldn't go to school. We go through the process again, looking for the noun, verb, and detail, each time annotating what we've learned. At the end of the process, the annotation now reads like this. Some Pakistanis think girls should not go to school. But this sounds too much like the original sentence. So I asked them what the meaning of thought in this sentence mean. They tell me that thought means a want. So now we change the sentence to, some Pakistanis do not want girls to go to school. Yes, this process takes a long time initially to train students to look for the noun, verb, and detail, but this skill will make them become a proficient reader of complex texts. After a while, my students can read a complex text independently, even if it's years above their grade level. What helps the most is allowing them to translate unfamiliar words first, so they can better identify the noun, verb, and detail. To teach this process, I sat with my beginners in a small group. The most challenging part is helping students find the noun, because sometimes the noun is actually a phrase that represents an abstract idea. Something else that students will find challenging is that a compound sentence is really hard, so we have to teach them to stop at the comma. Yes, this process is time-consuming, but students eventually pick it up. When they do, they become more independent and capable readers. This strategy might work best for small group instruction as it takes a lot of hand-holding. Though text engineering is a great strategy, students are still dependent on teachers to text engineer the reading. With visible reading, students learn to become independent readers. Before we review your voice messages and the episode recap, I invite you to rate this podcast and leave a comment. Each episode takes 3 to 4 hours to record and edit, so your comments make all the hours worth it. And your reviews will help educators like you find the podcast. So the guided reading process I call visible reading consists of strategies such as translating unfamiliar words, but not the whole text, looking up images, and annotating with the NVD strategy, the noun verb detail. We should give students challenging academic texts to read. And if we do, we have to make sure to teach them strategies so they can eventually work on their own to understand the text. More important than the content of the text is the use of a strategy. We want them to know and own these strategies because they're with us for just a fraction of the day. However, they're with their content teachers the majority of the day. So they'll need to depend on strategies more than they depend on us. This is what it means to work ourselves out of a job by working in strategies that empower students to be independent. In the next episode, we'll have international educator and consultant Ellie Tobin talk about the power of a quick write. thank you for listening. I'll see you soon. Be safe and be rooted in peace. It's your turn to play traffic light teaching. Tweet at me either your red, yellow, or green light from this particular episode. I'd like to share a testimony from an educator who participated in one of my online courses.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I recently took part in the January 2020 Scaffolding for L's hosted by Ton. It was a phenomenal course, to say the least. Really one of the best things I've done recently. Best investment of time and money. As a teacher, I very seldom have people come up to me and say, hey, Mary, what are you struggling with? What would you like a little help with? And that happened almost every week with each of us. We would bring something that was frustrating, being it small or large, and people would help you see it from another perspective, help you see another way that you might tackle it. But everything was always geared around helping our L's comprehend and understand and grow better, which I think was really driven home that there is no problem that we can't solve if we will just be willing to be creative and open to continuously trying. So again, I encourage you to participate and enjoy. Take care.